Number 23. Fitness power equals staying power. A moody friend faced with high-tech employment disruption and partly burnout is now a physical fitness trainer. She told me that she was no less than flabbergasted by the positive attitude of the people she worked with. She is a keen people observer and says she doubts that the phenomenon can be traced to, quote, a certain kind of person, unquote, who is attracted to the job. And she says so in part because of her own attitudinal transformation. The right word, she insists, transformation. Her conclusion, in her words, it's simple. Men, or especially women, are happy if they are comfortable with their bodies. And if they are very physically fit, they are, by definition, at least happier with their bodies. They simply can't help being more positive and more optimistic. It's quite extraordinary to observe. I don't urge or believe in or countenance shoving extreme physical fitness down anybody's throat. But I do suggest that having programs available pretty much free of charge, tools within reach, and regular folks doubling as fitness mentors will improve overall organizational effectiveness, perhaps remarkably. FYI, the value of this idea goes up by an order of magnitude in tough times, when attitude enhancers are literally worth their weight in gold.